Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Talking AJ Brown again. How you doing?
So would you agree I'm a creature of habit?
Dude, how many times? So for those who don't know, Elliot's had has the same breakfast every day, like, no matter what.
You are
a full-on creature of habit. Yes.
So this morning, it was at the gym, an alarm went off.
Oh, no.
With 5 minutes to go, totally my workout. Off. I had to leave. I couldn't do my post-workout sauna and steam room.
So you
still
off all day?
I didn't get my coffee at the gym. I ordered a small coffee at Starbucks. They gave me a medium, which you would think all right, maybe that's cool, but not really. That's a way more caffeine.
That'd be amazing.
Well, you don't need any more caffeine.
The thing is, caffeine doesn't affect me that much. That's my issue.
I think caffeine affects you.
Not that much.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I could do espresso late at night and go to bed. I've never had that kind of... I don't need caffeine. I'm full on energy.
Agreed. Yeah. I would agree.
But
with
I drink it anyway.
Sometimes when I drink a drink with too much caffeine, I think I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah. So we're very different in that way. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to make sure I don't allow myself to drink all of it.
So
anyway, my whole morning is thrown off, but my schedule is back on 10 a.m. pop.
You're okay now? You feel good now?
Yeah, all is
no,
well.
No, you're just off. I can see it. You feel off today.
I just hate when
I can
I
tell.
Hate when my schedule gets thrown
I look to you everything's fine. I'm everything's not fine.
I had to drive in the car in my workout clothes. I never do that. I just, it was no
so
good.
It's so funny. Emily always likes to give me crap because I am like you in this. I'm not necessarily a full creature habit, but I am creature of habit-ish. I think we all are in a way, right?
I enjoy it. I make my schedule every week.
I think everyone routine helps with a lot of things and all that. I am really bad in the moment when things change, but I'm really good at adjusting after. As soon as I shift my perspective, in the moment, I'm screw this. Yeah. I wanted to
so
do
that's
this.
That's more how Chris
and then is. and then 10 minutes later, once I've stopped, I'm it's okay. Cause I got a better coffee. It's great. I can very quickly get back on track.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah. So every week I schedule
but
out
I'm
my whole
really
week,
angry. Oh my God.
And I check off everything.
Oh my God.
Every week
oh
I do
this.
Oh my
God.
Yeah.
So Joe to camera of you.
Yeah. So, but I well, what's funny is I am also
emoji check.
Yeah, I do every check throughout the day.
Believe it or not, I have no list for anything ever.
Shocking.
Zero. Yeah. I don't have a list, a lot of lists.
I am, though, I will say, I am good at adjusting, where to your point, if something changes, I'm very quickly all right, well, This little stuff bothers me, but like if it's a big picture plant, then right. I'm like, well, I have to adjust.
Yeah, you're more chill than
Kristen.
I am,
is also, you know, a planner, but then Kristen's not as good when the plan changes. Yeah, she's yeah. like a very like, this is what we're gonna do, and now we're not, and that's upsetting.
So yeah, it upsets me. That's yeah. that's my issue. It's like when a plan changes, but then 10 minutes later I'm good.
Yeah, that hurts more than 10 minutes.
Okay, sometimes. So yeah, yeah. I'm pretty quick about, but I can get really upset in the yeah, moment no, where I'm like, yeah. I wanted to do this,
yes.
and now I'm doing this. I don't think so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm better.
And Emily, good with all this stuff. Like Emily is like
very, plan very chill.
She just is go with the flow. Like yeah. the biggest change in the history of the world. I'm just like, all right.
Well, speaking of which, cool, the lockdown roll. Plans for
Buffalo. Come hang with us in Buffalo.
Fansoffphilly.com. They could. Well, we'll see. But like, they could both be
2-4-0 teams. Yeah. Just saying, the only two undefeated teams. We are setting up for a potential powerhouse type of matchup. Yes. Could be really neat. So come with us, fansoffphilly.com. Check it out. We're going to Buffalo. All right, let's talk some AJ.
Because why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we? You know what? Because he spoke. He did. Great. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. By the way, credit to you. I thought you were phenomenal in that little scrum there, asking the right questions.
Funny, a bunch of people have said that. I don't think my questions were that good, but I'm happy. But they were. Look,
well, so I know it's simple, but I think the number one question people want to answer is why you're frustrated. Right. And you asked that. You asked
and
the
asked
top.
About Jalen.
And you asked about Jalen. Yeah. Those are the two things that people wanted to know. And also, like the Jalen question, like to your credit, that is the most uncomfortable question that has to be asked. And you asked it.
Well,
you know?
It's interesting, like just very quickly. Like when I first started on the Eagles beat, like it was obviously a long time ago, but like I was one of the young people. Now,
oh, you're funny. A veteran.
Now I look around and I'm like, well, if I'm not going to ask it, like there are obviously are other great reporters on the beat, but I'm one of the more seasoned vets.
Without a doubt, you are.
It's like I almost feel a responsibility.
I know. I can tell. And you ask great questions. That. You know what to ask. And I think that's a skill, and it comes with the reps and the experience and all that type of stuff. And, you know, maybe you don't.
Asking questions is scary.
Maybe you don't button Saquon's buttons that great, but you ask amazing questions. And that's what matters.
He said he's going to give me another shot. Did he?
Are you going to practice?
I can't decide if I should take the shot. Like, you part of me
take the shot.
It's almost,
if he said it, you gotta take it.
I agree,
but you gotta practice.
Imagine though, like everyone's watching, and he's like, "All right, Ellie, you can button my buttons." Like, that's a little
practice.
Well,
practice.
I know how to do buttons. It's not about
well
that.
Enough.
Not his
practice
buttons,
in
I'll
the stretch and like you got 30 seconds. Do it now. Boom,
should
boom,
I
boom,
ask
boom.
To borrow his shirt? Like, just let me borrow it for a little bit.
Just want to practice.
Just 2 days. I'll bring it to you Friday. Don't worry. So wear it to the game.
Button it right on you. Yes. All right, so you were there. You
jokes
were in,
aside, time to get
yeah,
serious.
Let's get serious. You were in the moment. You were there with him overall, and we'll get into the nitty gritty, but overall, your impressions of what AJ said yesterday.
I think AJ was a good soldier yesterday. I think AJ said what people wanted him to say. I and this is just my opinion. I didn't like the like statement to open it. Like, it just felt to me like it felt like he was being forced to go out there and say something, in my opinion. Now, do I think he regrets the tweet? Maybe. Like, do I think he regrets the drama it has caused? Probably. Do I think he is like,
changed how he feels?
No, of course not. Like, look, he went out there and he said what the organization wanted him to say.
I think that's he should.
And he should. Like,
I think
that's a good
correct
soldier
of the organization.
Of right.
I think the organization was in the right.
Correct.
Like, hey, AJ,
yeah,
you did
it.
This. You got to go clean this up.
The only issue I have with it is I think in the past when AJ has spoken in these type of things, he's come across so authentic. And AJ, when he talks in general, is a great at press conferences. He comes across like thoughtful, caring, smart. And I thought yesterday seemed like scripted to me. Now, you could say, well, why is it scripted? A, because I think of the severity of the situation, right? Like it was, there is a problem there. And I think they were like, this problem needs to be minimized to the best of the possibility of its possibility. But I think as a result, like, I don't know what yesterday really changed. Like, it was kind of like a, for lack of a better term, like a dog and pony show. It's like, he went out there, he talked. Now, he could have not talked. Like, remember in 2023, he didn't talk for 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Seattle thing. Nick took bullets.
He could have been like, I'm not.
We were all crushing Sirianni.
He could have been.
And again, this is part of the issue that I have with AJ throughout this whole thing. And I get these frustrated, is that a guy like Nick Sirianni, who he says he loves and he cares about and all that, like, he keeps putting Nick in horrible spots that Nick has to either cover for
correct.
Him or answer questions or whatever. And this has been happening for years
that.
Now.
I agree with that. So before we get to the Nick thing, I would just say in general, like, I respect the fact that AJ went out there and did it. I think it's clear the team wanted him to do it. I think he spoke honestly as it went on. Like, I think I think if you go and listen to it, and the full thing is in the podcast feed, like,
yeah, check it out.
2 minutes in, I think he starts to become more
honest,
like AJ, right? I think the first part was like, here's what we've come up with that I should.
Well, I think it was very clear. They said to him, and he probably agreed, but they said, you got to take accountability.
For sure.
Yeah. That was the number one message that put out there, was like, this is on me. And he's right. And yeah, they're right. Like, it is on you.
And he came out, and the first part of the statement was like, it wasn't about my head coach, quarterback, or GM. It's yeah, like, come on, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like, dude.
Yeah. So,
because even if you're just talking about the offense not functioning well, like, those people are involved. Like, you're yes, still calling those people out, even right, if it's not like directly. So, it probably was.
Anyway. Now there's some other, now we can like parse, right?
Yeah, let's
like,
dive in.
So I think it's very clear it was not a shot at Nick Sirianni or Kevin Pitullo. Like, now, does that mean he agrees with every play call? No. Does that mean like he is thrilled with how the offense is going? No. But I do not think he FaceTimes with Nick every Monday. He calls Kevin Pitullo KP. Like, he would not take a shot at them subliminally.
So you think the fact that he called Jalen the quarterback and didn't say Jalen's name sticks out?
Yeah, so he does say,
I know where you're going.
I listened back today.
Because I notice it. I mean, it's noticeable.
Yeah.
He says, Nick, KP, it's not my quarterback. And he says right, my quarterback multiple times. He doesn't say Jalen's name.
Look, like, did he tweet it being like, this is at Jalen? Like, maybe not. I think there's like an 80% chance that is what it is. But like, you can just hear in the way he talks about Jalen versus how he talks about the other guys. When he, you know,
and we are inferring here, like, to be fair, like, we are parsing what he's saying, like, you know,
right. And yes,
but it's based on knowledge. It's based on you being in the building and hearing things and yeah, yelling things. And all. Like, I think it's pretty clear. Like, at this point, you'd have to have your head in the sand to think that Jalen and AJ have a great relationship.
Right. Exactly.
Like yeah, we don't know. What we are inferring is how fractured the relationship correct, is, what it means going forward and all that. And look, again, it's clearly been something that's been fractured for a little while, yeah, obviously. And they won the Super Bowl last year. So like, I get people being like, just move forward. But at the same time, like, this keeps happening. It keeps going on. And their relationship has not gotten better.
Correct. And in fact, like,
it's probably gotten worse.
Yeah. And like, again for inference and
AJ did this knowing what the reaction would be.
Yes.
He knows he's going to answer questions about Jalen. He knows he's going to answer a question about Nick. He knows stuff is going to come up. Like, he still did it.
And then, so Martin Frank, seasoned vet.
Yeah, exactly. Shout
he
out
asked a good question of Jalen. And it was basically like, you and Jay, he was said to Jalen, you and AJ have been friends for years. Like, when something like Sunday happens, do you spend extra time with him, you know, talking about this? And he essentially was like, we're both focused on the work. And that was it. And then he was asked later, like, how's your relationship with AJ? And he was like, good. So the reason I keep harping on this, first of all, I said this on the air, but I just want to reiterate this. Like, I hate talking about Jalen and AJ.
I hate it. It's my,
there's my least favorite thing to talk about.
Can I just
about,
say real quick, we got to talk Phillies a bit on the air today because yeah, the Dodgers thing. And it was like, I was so joyful talking yeah, about the Phillies. And then AJ would come up and I'd be like, well, that was fun.
Right. And like, look, I love talking about the Eagles. I yes, love talking about the AJ situation.
I love talking about the championship team that we watch.
I almost wish it was about the coaches, because that's a lot less tense than talking about the friendship between two players.
Like, we've talked
right,
about so many times. We're big friendship
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Like, it hurts us. We hate this.
So I don't know all the details, right? But it just sucks that it's the obvious answer and it has to be addressed. Like, the way he talks about Jalen versus how he talks about Nick and Sirianni, like, Nick and KP, right? It's just obvious. And yeah, so this is the second thing. If we want to, well, last friendship thing I'll say is like, look, they won the Super Bowl together last year. So can they win like this?
Of course. And look, there have been many examples of,
it harder to win like this?
Course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's the part that sucks. And,
but there have been many, like, Shaq and Kobe didn't get along. You know, correct, like, Mike and the Mad Dog didn't talk for 6 months at yeah, a time and we're on sure, the radio and chemistry and amazing.
It can work.
But you're right. It's harder. It's just harder.
It's harder. Right.
Especially if AJ is not getting the ball or if he's not happy. You know.
Right. Exactly. So there's that part of it. The other part of it that I found noteworthy, if we want to do the whole like, who's he mad?
Dive in.
Yeah. Is he said, and I'm paraphrasing, like, last year, the running game was elite, but the passing game wasn't good. This year, the running game isn't good and the passing game still isn't good. Right. So that is another indication that I don't think he thinks it's like they're missing Kellen Moore. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't think the passing game was good last year and he doesn't think it's good this year. So
that's a fair point.
The common denominators
that's a fair point, are Nick and Jalen.
Nick and Jalen. And then Kevin Pitullo was here last year as well.
Yeah, that's true. They all were. That's fair.
Right.
And he was the, you know, passing game coordinator or offensive assistant, whatever.
I don't think they've made major offensive scheme changes. Like, just think logically here. What do you think? Kevin Pitullo is going to get the I know what I'm going to do. That could be an issue.
If AJ's like, last year was on the passing game and this year it's the same freaking offense.
That could be the issue.
It's possible.
For sure. That could be the issue. But yeah, so I guess the question now is like, what's next?
What's next?
So I'll just say this, like, I've not like loved everything I've heard this week about like how the team is.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, so wait, hold on. Are you talking about behind the scenes or on the air?
Just like
combination
being around there.
Okay. So, talk to me.
Like, I think the team's going to be fine. I think they'll probably win 13, 14 games because they're that good and they win all the time. But like,
you're feeling bad vibes
for a team that just won the Super Bowl. I just feels like it's not going well behind the scenes. Now, does that mean that like they're going to fall apart? No. Does it mean that it's going to be 2023 again? No. But it just feels more like 2023 to me than the end of 2024. Because remember, the beginning of 2024
well, that's what, so
was
that,
ugly
so,
too.
Tell me there. Take me there. So that's because I do think for fans right now, the big question is that, and it, look, the most probable answer is it's probably somewhere in between, that they're still a good team and maybe they don't win the Super Bowl, but they, you know, make the playoffs, win a game or whatever. Like, that's probably the most likely outcome if we're just saying like the odds. Because the odds are they don't win the Super Bowl, right? Whether they're the favorite or not, right? That's the most likely outcome. But I think for fans, we are sitting here being like, is it 23 or 24? And I think because it feels so similar in terms of the way both those seasons started and one went that way and the other went that way, you know?
I think it's more likely to play out like 24 than 23.
I think so too, just because and we've talked about this, but I think, and Jason Kelsey actually said this exact thing on the air today when asked about this. We was like, in 23, our defense was horrible. Like, we had a horrible, Jason said this. He's like, we lost because of our defense in 23. We had the worst defense. He said it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. He was like, we had the worst defense in football. He was like, we were horrible. Yeah. That's why we lost. He literally said that. He's like, I know we weren't great on offense with the blitz and all that. He's like, but I believe if the defense had been better, we would have been okay. So I think that this year, because of Vic, because of the talent on defense, I just think there's a higher floor for this football team.
And for what it's worth, I think if you play out 2023 10 times, they only collapse to that degree.
I think you're
like
probably
twice,
right about that.
You know, like,
I think you're probably right. Like, look, I think if they win
the
that
Seahawks
Drew Lock game,
the Cardinals game.
If they win the Drew Lock game, if Drew Lock doesn't go down the field, I think it could be a whole different thing because then they win that. They're kind of back. They probably beat the Cardinals.
But the tough thing is
they win the division.
But what think I about exactly, that. They start the playoffs at home.
Yes.
Like, what I can't figure out is how much of it was the defense sucking, because the defense sucked for sure. Or how much of it was just like internally they were just broken?
And it was probably anything. A lot of it. But here's what's notable here: Kelsey was on that team, say that he blamed.
Agreed.
The defense,
yeah, because for sure.
It was a bold thing to
and
say.
And what it does is, like we talked about in the last pod, the ice they're on is thicker because they're better.
Where, yeah,
you
and
know,
also and, they have the infrastructure. The infrastructure is, and not just that, like. We know that Nick Sirianni's not getting fired. We know that Vic Fangio is great and is here. And like, there's not as much turmoil in the coaching staff. You know, Brian Johnson, Matt Patricia, Sean Desai. Like, there was just, this is like a coaching staff that has history and experience.
The
foundation. Thank you.
The foundation is better than it was in 2023. But I do think back to like Brandon Graham saying that year, you know,
no doubt.
We don't have to be coworkers. We don't have to be friends. We have to be coworkers. Like, that just goes against everything Nick is trying. Now, I think a difference is this year, and this is just my opinion, is like, I feel like it's more just about the Jalen and AJ thing and not as much about like everything. I just wonder like if this is weighing on people. Like the AJ and Jalen thing pops up in the public every once in a while, but like they live it down there every day.
So that's a great, what have you heard from, I mean, look, you were Jordan Mylott every Monday. I mean, you're around the team on stuff. Like, is this something that, and I'm sure they're all talking about it. Like, it's impossible.
To be honest, nobody will say anything about what's going on with Jalen.
Yeah, but
it's like, honestly, it's like what Hugh said on air, right? Like, Hugh said on air that he called around to figure out like what's going on. Everyone's like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah. That's what it's like, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I mean, that's not great.
Trust, like, again, I hate talking about it. Like, I don't really want to, like, I don't even.
No, I get it.
It's a personal thing between Jalen and AJ, you know?
But the problem is that it affects the team.
Agreed.
And thus it is something that becomes a story.
I agree.
And that's why it's frustrating that they can't keep these things in house over and over again, because I do think that, look, it's going to be a problem in the building if they have a problem anyway, and they could work through it like
they did last year,
but it's something that's going to affect the building no matter what. But when you make it public, it affects everyone. It affects the whole team. Again, like we talked, like Jordan Mailata is talking about it on the air. He has to answer questions. Like everyone.
Nick has to talk about it. Kevin Tula has to talk about it. Everyone
instead of the fact they're 4-0 and they need to fix the offense and do a little better, but they're 4-0 and they're playing good football. It's all about this, which leads to the AJ Jalen speculation, the discussion, and it's just, it's unproductive, you know?
Well, and the other interesting thing about it too is like, I think like the thing I can compare it to is like an easy comparison, but Donovan and T.O.
Sure.
Right. Like, it's the, I wasn't there for that. Like I wasn't in the locker room. I was like in high school.
We were watching on TV.
Yeah. Like, so I can't speak to like the dynamics, all that. But now that like I'm in the building for this, like what's interesting to me is they both seem like good guys. Like, and I don't know them both super well personally. Like you never truly know these guys. Like I'm around them. I talk to them, but like, I'm not hanging out with them. Right. So like, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I think a team with 53 AJ Browns would be in great shape. Like, I think a team with 53 Jalens would probably be in a great shape, right? But like, I do think, I'm trying to think how to phrase this. Like, I think AJ is a good guy. I think Jalen's a good guy. And so I'm almost like, what could be going on?
Yeah. Here? Well, that, you know,
like,
so,
but again, like, I don't
and
know.
And I think it's reckless to speculate with some of these things. Like, who knows? They could have some real friendship thing who knows? There are a million things that could happen. But I do think that, you know, when you look at this situation, and again, you can't infer. I think that, again, it's reckless. But I do think that we can say that, and I think you made a great point a while back when we first started talking about this, of the many times that this came out, that it's different to work with a friend than to just have a long-distance friend.
It could be as simple as
like Jalen's a taskmaster, and Jalen's very intense, and AJ wants to have fun, and that caused friction, and that just kept festering anywhere. Again, it could be anything. It could be something personal. It could be something just as simple as that.
The thing I was thinking is this week is I think about this all the time. It's like maybe AJ expected preferential treatment as his friend and he's not
absolutely like, possible.
I don't know, but
and in which case, like I as I've said many times, like, and I do think there's a case to give the ball to AJ because he's great and make him better, but I want Jalen to take what the defense gives him. I want him to throw the ball where it's supposed to go and all that stuff.
And for what it's worth, like, AJ has put up good numbers
here. Yes, until this year. Like, yes, the guy has been all-pro, second-team all-pro. Like, he's
gotten two massive contracts.
He's $96 million.
Yeah, like,
he's making $33 million this year.
But the other thing that I think is true that is complicating about this is, like, I do think you can view what AJ is doing as selfish, but I don't think think it comes from a selfish place.
I think when you look at the fact that in AJ's mind, he believes, and I think he said this yesterday, and it felt authentic to me when he said that I want to help in these situations when we are struggling, give me the ball. Yeah. Like I work hard for that. And I thought that was a really fair point.
And I think that's how he feels.
And I get that. And I think it's part of it, but I don't think it's just as simple as what he's saying. There are other factors to this. Obviously.
Yeah. So you ever watch a show? I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robbins.
I bits and pieces.
Tucker. Yes.
Yeah, Tim Robinson's a genius.
So I used to hate it, but I've recently watched it for the first time, and now I love it. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
You hated it before watching it.
I'm so surprised.
I was so annoyed with the whole, like, meme.
I'm so surprised.
I know.
It's not a
problem. Me too.
So I tried to watch Friendship, the movie.
Oh, I love that.
You didn't like it? 45 minutes in. I thought it was
good, right?
It's unbelievable.
Honestly, it was too awkward. It crossed the line for me. Like, and not just that. It was too awkward, and also it was like, I didn't believe that was a real person. Like Tim Robinson in that was like, no one would do that. Yeah, like it's too far. Like you went to like the, like it was just like not believable. It was like,
not
this
enough
is dumb.
Death.
Like it's too
not
much.
Enough
you
death
know?
In there for you.
No,
not
stop.
Enough high school kids.
No. All right. So this is an inside baseball. Tucker was texting about how when he watched the movie The Long Walk, he had to look away when the violent parts happened. I'm like, why are you going to see a horror movie if you're not watching the violent parts? That's the whole point of the movies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's
you know,
it was just a little much.
Yeah. I get like
it's the whole point of the movie,
like with the show The Pit, like with blood and stuff.
Oh,
like,
I don't. So that's the thing is, I am great with like violence, whatever. Once it's like doctors and like real, I'm out. I want
not
nothing
only
to
am
do
I
with.
Out. I'll go, and I know people watching on YouTube can see it, but listening can't. Like I'll go like,
ooh. Oh yeah, I will.
Like I do like
the, yes, Elliot, fully with you.
Yes,
fully.
All right, so here's where I was going with this. So there's a skit, and people would probably recognize the meme. You've probably seen the meme, like where he has the hot dog suit on. And
of course,
like,
it's a classic meme.
So in the skit, basically a hot dog car crashes into a building and he shows up in a hot dog costume. He's like, whose car is this? Right. And everyone's like, well, obviously it's your car. The thing I would say about AJ is that like, he's acting like a diva wide receiver. And I think you can point to him and be like, you are doing what diva wide receivers do. But I don't think it's his car. Like, I don't think he's being a diva wide receiver. It like, do you see the analogy there?
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like, even though he's in the hot dog costume, I'm still I don't think it's his car.
The what we think of as a diva wide receiver, I agree. But to a point, like, the fact that he tweeted it out, like, that's diva wide receiver. That's diva wide receiver behavior.
I agree, but I just know from being around him, I don't think he's a diva wide receiver. Yeah, but he's acting like it.
You're so right.
But I don't think he is.
That's why, again, like, I wish he could get control of this, because I think that when he's doing this, he's only hurting himself. Like,
yes, I agree with that too. Like, I wish I was sitting next to AJ on the bus and being like, bro,
put the phone away.
But here's the other thing, last thing I'd say about AJ. Yeah. Like, if there was any thought that maybe he was like calmed down and in a better mood, he then tweets about Seth Joyner later in the day, which like, whatever, man, if that's how you feel, go for it. Like,
and at least it wasn't about the team and whatever, but it's like,
but that's what makes me feel like yesterday was more of like,
I'm just going to
go out there and say this, because we need you to say it. Because, like, later he's obviously still not super in a great mood, you know, like, and he deletes it, like,
immediately.
This is not the last time we're going to talk about this.
No, and this is a thing.
I'll tell you this. I think the Denver Broncos game is a really tough matchup.
So I was about to pivot to that. And look, they are a great defense. I will say the Broncos have not put it together yet this year. I mean,
they have two trash teams. They beat.
The loss to the Colts is the worst loss but any team has had this season by far.
So explain to me why.
So they had a kick to. So first of all, they were up a bunch of points.
Right.
Came back. The Colts had like a 60-yard kick to win the game. Missed it. There was it was like a ridiculous penalty on Denver. Yeah. Like, the kicks it to win. And there was a bad play where Peyton went for like 4th-and-10 or something, like, to give them a chance to win the game.
Right.
Like, it was one of those games where, like, I know because I bet on Denver in the game. Yeah. I had the money line.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst gambling losses I've ever had in my life.
So this is my thought on Denver. Is I think they are like a beatable team, if that makes sense. But I think they actually...
I think they're like 11-6, 10-7.
I can't tell you the last time I went into a game with the Eagles and thinking the other team was better on the lines. I think
the Broncos D line is.
And their offensive line has not given up a sack all year.
Wow. That's shocking.
Now, that's obviously subjective because he has been sacked, but Bo Nix has been blamed for the sacks. But like, Pro Football Focus has not.
Well, I don't care about Pro Football.
I know you don't.
But honestly, I don't want to hear Pro Football Focus anymore. When they had Matt Pryor better than Fred Johnson in that game. Yeah. Like, done, out. Like, and it's been over and over and over. I think it's nonsense. Right. Honestly, they have no idea what the play call is. They have no idea what people are supposed to be doing, and they're judging it.
But to be fair, neither do we.
So, right, that's fine, but I don't put grades on people, do I? I don't say, well, he graded out as the best in the game.
Yeah.
No. Out. All fully right, out fair, on BFF. Fair. I don't want it. I every time you say it, I'm just going to refute it.
All right.
That's how I feel so strongly about
tell.
It. I think BFF is one of the dumber things going in football right now.
Disagree, but that's okay.
I'm just saying. I think PFF grades are one of the dumber things in this.
The sport. Grades, I would somewhat
just the grades. The whatever grades. Else they do, I'm not the talking. I'm talking about stats. Their grades. I think are one of the dumber things.
Well,
I think it makes football fans dumber.
Okay.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a stat they have is that their offensive line is not giving up a sack this year. Regardless if you believe that, their offensive line is very good. They have good players. Their defensive line is very good.
Their defense is great. They have the best, other than the Eagles, the best defense in football last year. Patrick Surtain was the defensive player of the year.
Right. And it's funny. I think we did this in the last pod. Like, their secondary, it's like Quinion and Surtain on one side, like elite corners. And then the other side is like the two starting white corners in the NFL, Riley Moss.
Yeah, Riley Moss. Who? Riley Moss. Yeah,
from Iowa,
yeah. Which is hilarious. Yeah.
So I think it's a really tough matchup. Like, look, do I trust Eagles offensive line? Sure. But like, they keep telling me not to trust them.
Trust them until they get it. Like, I holistically trust Jeff Stoutland. I think they will get it together, but I'm not trusting them in game until I see it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. So like,
and here's the thing I will say on the flip side. I mean, the Eagles are more talented than the Broncos. The Broncos haven't gotten out of their own way. I mean, their two wins are over Cincinnati and someone else horrible, the Titans. They beat Cincinnati and the Titans. And
they've lost to the two good teams.
And also they played Monday night and they're coming across the country to play at 1 o'clock. So I do think there are things that set up as a really tough spot for Denver.
Agreed. Yeah.
Now Denver needs the win more. You know,
yes,
so
that's true.
Like,
Bo Nix is interesting. Like, I don't think he's that good, but he's also like can do things type of guy. He's top five or top 10 in turnover worthy plays and top 10 in big time throws. Mm-hmm. So like, he is like a.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit or miss quarterback. But the tough thing to like circle this all together is I think the Eagles could like really use a cupcake this week. You know?
They had the Giants Vikings Giants thing hopefully should be good. I know Carson, whatever, you know, but
yeah,
I feel pretty good about that. This is the tough.
Well, I just think too, like if I'm the Broncos, I'm putting Surtain on AJ.
Game. Oh yeah. No, and, but Jason Kelce made a great point on that, that to do that, they have to play man, and the Eagles destroy man.
They do.
All the good defenses played against Eagles this year has been zone.
Agreed.
So I thought that was a really interesting point by Kelce, where it's, I get it, you want to put Surtain on and frustrate AJ and get AJ more pissed off, and but if you do that, you're playing the Eagles.
So I agree. If I was the Broncos D coordinator, I would almost be like, let's see you beat man.
Okay.
You know, like, but you're right. Like that is, they play, I think, only 9%. Like to your point, they play a lot of man, right?
Yeah.
So that is part of it for sure. I just think the Broncos might poke at the Eagles' weaknesses. I'll probably still pick the Eagles, but like I just don't think Bo Nix is beating the Eagles. That's kind of what it comes down to. But I'm more worried about the game than I thought I would be.
All right, we will get to that line in that game in our picks pod tomorrow. Let's get to final thoughts.
See, you pull it just like so quickly. I don't have it like up.
I do. I'm like boom, like a ninja.
I know.
Final thoughts, ninja.
That's what, yes. Thank
all right.
What if, that might be nice.
Okay, so I have a pretty random thought. Like literally, I don't even know if there's a conversation to have about this.
Okay,
but
good. We're tight on time anyway, so
it's pretty amazing how good the body is at fighting off germs. Mm. Like say what you will, but like we encounter a lot of germs throughout the day,
sure,
right? And like we get sick, but like not as much as you would think, considering how
well it depends how good your immune system is. Some people do,
obviously. Yes. But like in general, when the body is, you know, operating an amazing at its fullest. Thing. Think about it.
You're right. I don't really have a response to this. Like,
right. Like, I don't know what to say. I just like
body's amazing. Brain's amazing. The whole thing.
Yeah. But the fighting off the germs thing specifically.
Cool.
I also think a lot about how we can't see it, but like how
there's germs everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Literally all you do is encounter germs throughout the day.
There's little particles.
And then we like wash our hands as if it's like, well, good now. Like, you know, and for the most part, you don't really get sick.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say.
You like that one?
No, he didn't.
When you do get sick, do you like rack your brain as to where you might have gotten sick?
I don't really get
I
sick.
I don't. I don't. But when
like,
I
if I get like a cold, I'll spend
watch
all day
it, buddy.
Thinking,
be
like,
careful. No. Be careful with what you say into a microphone.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen's sick right now.
There you go.
Not funny.
Smart.
But ironic.
Yeah.
No, I don't really care about when I get sick.
No, like, well, I mean when I get sick, I don't think about it. No, I don't
do
think
you?
I will only think about it if like someone was just sick. Like if I go into work and like the camera's like sneezing all over the place and then I get sick right after, I'll be like, forget the camera.
But even but, you that, know I mean? You don't know if it was him.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But my point is that's the only time
it's
I think about it. Otherwise, I'm just like, it happened.
Yeah.
All right. My final thought. I saw the best movie of the decade. It's easily the best movie of the year.
Has it been named this or is this your opinion?
I mean, there are other people saying
okay,
it. This is my opinion. I think of the 2020s so far, I saw the best movie that has been made.
All right.
And it stars your lookalike,
Leo. So I want to see this.
So the new movie, One Battle.
Is it only in theaters?
It's right now. It just came out.
So lame.
So in reality, this is a go to the theater movie.
Nah.
If you, I'm telling you,
I know.
I'm just telling you, this is a bring you in. You feel like you're in the freaking movie.
It called? Say
it's
again.
Called One Battle After Another.
And what's it about?
Stars Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't want to give too much away, but it is about truth to power.
Like,
radical
is it, like,
groups.
What type of plot is it?
It's
like,
an action movie.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an action movie mostly. It's
is it like 4 hours?
No, it's a little long. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yes.
So it's a little long. I am telling you, dude, I'm telling you, is the best movie of the year. I personally think it's the best movie of the decade.
I'm going to watch
it. It's one of the best movies of the 2000s. Yeah. And I'm not the only person saying this. Like, people are pretty psyched up about this movie. I am just here to confirm it. Leo is amazing. Benicio del Toro is amazing. Like, everyone is perfect. It's like Paul Thomas Anderson made it. I know, you know, I'll go on the director. He made Boogie Nights. He made There Will Be Blood. He's made a lot of great movies. There Will Be Blood, I think, one of the best movies of the 2000s as well.
Scorsese or whatever.
He is like the next generation Scorsese.
Okay.
Paul Thomas Anderson is considered one of the like five greatest living directors.
Wow.
He's been nominated for an Oscar 11 times. He hasn't won. Many people think he's finally going to get his Oscar.
Can he be top five without an Oscar?
Well, he's going to get one this year.
We'll see.
He's going to get one battle after another. I feel pretty confident.
Get it before.
Go see One Battle After Another. Go to the theater.
Be a GOAT without a Super Bowl?
He's going to get one.
He needs an Oscar.
He's going to get one. Now, I honestly think the Oscars are not like that in the same way. Like, Stanley Kubrick never won an Oscar, and many people think he's the greatest director of all time. So,
yeah.
I mean, Quentin Tarantino's never won a Best Director Oscar, only a writing Oscar. You know, so, David Fincher has never won an Oscar. He's maybe the best living director.
Sounds like we got to recalibrate how we talk about best directors. But I'm excited for it to come out in streaming, because I will watch it. I'm not going to go to the theater. I'm just being honest with you.
Tucker, go see Kristen it in the theaters.
I might go see it tomorrow.
You go see it in the theaters.
Mary's going to see the Taylor Swift movie tomorrow, so maybe I'll go
Tucker,
see this.
Please, I promise you will not regret it. It is a movie theater movie. Like, it is a movie to see. I heard Leo talk about it. I heard an interview with Leo. He's like, this is a movie theater movie. It is a movie theater movie. Go to the movies.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I will not see Taylor Swift.
I'm not going to see it in the theater, yeah. Her album does come out tomorrow, though.
Does it really?
Well, midnight tonight, right?
Yeah, midnight. I'm going to be asleep. Sleep schedule. Regimen. I don't like listening to new music. I just don't.
What?
I just don't. I'm just being honest. Like, I don't. I enjoy listening to music I know. So, like, I will listen to this one, of course, but I'm not, like, super excited.
All right. Check us out tomorrow. PickSpot will come out. Pick every game Saturday. No show because of the Phillies on Saturday. But as soon as the game ends Sunday on the WIP YouTube channel, we'll be there reacting to probably another one.
Probably.
Until then, he's Ellie, and I'm James.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.